Fair Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us, family and friends around the country, around the world. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen and Listen Live, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. And if you haven't gone there to Martha Norwalk's Animal World and seen the octopus story, oh, it's a great video, and it's so cool and really neat about this rescued and rehabbed octopus. It's very, very cool. You'll really like it, so check that out. And, gosh, it's the first Sunday of the month. Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, anything that helps our animal friends Sunday, and probably doing more than anybody else I know for animals and who have been with us now. Gosh, I think it's been a couple of years. I don't know, but an integral part and with a tear in my eye. Welcome back. And Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. Good morning, you guys. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you.
I always introduce you guys saying, you know, I think they're the busiest people I know, and I don't know how they do what they do, and I don't think they sleep. Well, now I'm kind of figuring out, I think that probably is really true. And you can't go on with no sleep forever. And so, unfortunately for us, You know, Merritt and Beth, you guys are needing to cut back a little bit and to cover. You got so much on your plate right now, and take care of yourselves and all that sort of thing. So this is going to be our last regular segment, you know, here on Shelter Rescue Sanctuary Sunday. So for me, I'll be doing good if I don't cry. Okay, because I love you guys so much, and I so look forward to chatting with you guys. I'm really, really, really gonna miss you here. But I first of all want to thank you so much for being here, doing what you do, and for all the great reporting you do. And again, I still don't know how you do it, but thank you for all the time you've spent with us so far. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, Martha. It's been about 2.5 years,
Has it
actually.
been that long now?
And we've enjoyed every show with you.
Well, I first have to say that Nathan's really upset because he's Bigfooting today, so he couldn't be here with you. And when I told him that it was, you know, your last regular show, he said, "Oh my God, that's awful." He said, "I'm so sorry I can't be there to see them." And then he said, "I hope that doesn't mean that we won't see him again. And are they still going to do a fourth Sunday here and there once in a while?" So I'm figuring that you guys aren't leaving never to cross our doorstep again. That you'll be able to join us once in a while here and there. If something really big going on, we can tap you for, and I might have to be covering your articles here or there on the show. But
We're
I.
just having to pull back a little bit because we were getting ourselves overextended. And we both had a few health issues from which we are recovering, but
Yeah. So it's more of a farewell today, at least in my mind, than it is a goodbye. It's just that, and just trust me, you guys, you know, with all the work that they do, and if you're on the mailing list and you see all the stories they cover and the detail and all of that, it makes total sense that you need to cut back a bit to cover the bases. But you never know. Things might clear right out and they might decide that they want to come back on a monthly basis. It might be, you know, that it'll be once in a while on a fourth Sunday or a special show or a segment here or there if we need a special thing. But so we'll still be talking with you from time to time, depending on what's going on, right?
Yep, this has been a particularly difficult week.
Yeah, and I wasn't going to talk about it, but then you wrote the story and sent it out. So I'm assuming that we can talk about that.
Absolutely.
Because I think it's a big lesson. So would you like to tell us the story of what happened this week?
We were approached in a restaurant about 10 days ago by a couple who the wife's brother had just died and had left them with a big Great Dane mix.
Great Dane Hound.
Their choices, basically the local shelter had already turned the dog down. They weren't accepting dogs, turned it down again after we talked to them. They're looking for ideas for placement because they
And this
simply
was a huge dog, 100 pounds plus, right?
100 pounds plus, a tall dog at that. So, make a long story short, we went with them to the dog park. We met the dog. Dog seemed to be very friendly, very nice dog. It got along well with other animals. We took the dog to a veterinary clinic where they already had made an appointment, we think possibly to have the dog euthanized because they couldn't take the dog home. They had cats and they had small children frequently in their homes, so, and they were concerned about that. Well, the dog tried to bite the veterinarian, then tried to bite Beth. This was of concern to us, but we have a vet. He's been my vet for 30 years.
We made excuses. We thought that was too quick, didn't
Yeah,
take.
but you guys also are not uneducated. Vet, you Beth, you are a retired vet tech like
Yes.
me. So you have a lot of experience working with animals in stressful situations and how to restrain and all of that. And then all of Merritt's experience. So you guys aren't uneducated people. However, you have two of the biggest hearts on the planet and you obviously care about animals and you're always writing about them and rescue and rehab and all that stuff. So you immediately opened up those hearts and you were going to take this dog.
We did.
Yeah, you did.
I've taken dogs out of similar situations, out of severe neglect situations, straight off the streets in Southeast Asia. So difficulties with dogs are nothing new to us. What was new was a very distinct combination between a dog with an otherwise very nice personality who simply could not be handled by
anybody,
by a caregiver. His nails were the longest nails I've ever seen on a dog. They had not been trimmed in a couple of years.
We had his records too. The last vet he had seen was about 2 years prior. And we wondered, you know, why the bouncing around from one vet to another, why not go to the one that's right down the street from him? And we, you know, when we took him, it was a very nice sight to see. The Tommy's owners, his name was Tommy, was in the vet's office. We were in the vet's office. The veterinarian was there. The vet tech was there. It was really very heartwarming to see that all these people wanted something good for this dog.
Yeah.
And his owner had just passed away about a week prior. So Merritt and I, after talking to Tommy's owners, decided, you know what? This dog has come to us for a reason. I went and met him in the car. He was in the car. I handled him. I looked at his teeth. All of the things that a veterinarian would do without a single problem. And so we went to the dog park, we watched him play, then we went to the vet's office, and that's when everything started to go downhill. But even though he went after the vet, and even though he then went after me once he had the muzzle on, Merritt and I felt that the veterinarian just did not take her time with him, and we felt like too many people in the room. We were making up all kinds of excuses for Tommy. Mm-hmm. Because it made no sense. I had just touched him. I had just looked at his teeth. He was a big lug, a wonderful, sweet dog. So we didn't even think twice about it. We were going to bring him to our own vet, no problem. They came to our house and dropped him off. They lived in Gig Harbor, which is, I guess,
ways away.
4 hours.
Yeah.
And we had him here for a few days. He was our dog. He was loved. We got him a huge dog bed because he didn't fit in any of the other dog beds. I mean, this is like three teddies could fit.
Yeah, and just to, for everybody to know, you also have a little a dog teddy.
Right.
You have an elderly cat. You have an elderly cat. And you have Henry Rooster and Arabella chicken in the yard.
Right.
Okay, and so go ahead.
He didn't bother with any of them until later. But we had him for days, and other than getting used to having a humongous dog in the house, no problem. No problem. But I noticed that he seemed a little bit, in the horse world, you call it head shy. I noticed that he was a little bit head shy, and I warned Merritt early on. I said, and I figured this would all smooth out as time went on, be careful if you hook him up, you know, if it gets kind of uncoordinated. I was afraid he might lash out, but it didn't happen, and we were all careful. Then the day came when we had to go to our vet. And before that, I had all of his paperwork. He was up to date on his rabies, but he hadn't seen a vet in 2 years. So he was not up to date. He hadn't been on his other vaccines, hadn't had his nails cut. So I called that vet. And I directly asked, I didn't speak to her. She didn't call me. She had her tech or office staff call and say, there's nothing in the chart. There's nothing in the chart to say that he was aggressive. But she had seen him. Well, anyway, My point being, I wanted to make sure that our vet was safe,
Right.
that we didn't have a repeat performance. So we went to the vet. Our vet is wonderful. He sat down with us. He talked. Tommy saw that everything was comfortable. And then after 15 minutes or so, he decided, okay, it was time to give an examination. And we all like adjusted our places so that we were in the right places so Tommy would feel the most comfortable. And sure enough,
The back.
he bit our veterinarian, who took it very well. It was a puncture wound and he bled. It was a real bite.
Yeah.
And I just felt, aside from our veterinarian being bitten, and we'd explained everything to him. We had
Right.
nothing.
But then didn't he often also go after you again or one of
Yeah,
you? Yeah.
nobody gave up on him at that point. So our doctor said, lift him up in the front and let me look at his chest. Well, no sooner did I do that than he went to bite me. And I'm not just talking like he turned around and bit and stopped. He went after me.
Right. Bye, bye, bye.
This
Yeah.
is the person that had been loving on him and giving him kisses and attention and feeding him. And he had become part of the family very quickly. His tail went out from underneath him. He was wagging his tail all the time. If we left he and Teddy for a few minutes and came back, I mean, have you ever seen a 100-pound dog happy to see you when you come home?
Yeah,
I mean, it's
it's a
like
big deal.
a bull in a china shop. So anyway, I felt terrible, and with the experience that I've had, I knew that this was bad. This was really bad. And so, our vet said, you have to really think about this because this is a very, very large dog and he can do some damage. And I mean, he was preaching to the choir. This is what we've been writing about for years
Right.
and years and years. And so Merritt and I, very sad, were in the car talking about euthanizing him for behavioral euthanasia. And Merritt and I were going back and forth. Merritt, really, at that point, he wasn't too sure yet. I knew what had to be. But anyway, Merritt and I talked it out. We got home. We wanted to let the dust settle. And I said, Merritt, go clip one of Teddy's nails. We had very good clippers. So he went over to,
Tommy.
He went over to Tommy. He's very relaxed and he gently picked up his paw. Tommy didn't have a problem. And then he went to clip a nail and Tommy went ape shit and tried to bite Merritt.
Yeah, and I know, and folks, I was not out of the loop. We were communicating during this process, and I was able to share that, first of all, I had not seen a picture of Tommy, so I didn't know what was going on. I was going with the Great Dane mix, the sign that's how he had been described. There is a predisposition to extreme and irrational aggression and stuff in Danes, which I've experienced from time to time over the last 60 some years that I've been doing this. And you all know about the Pleckner syndrome, the underlying endocrine immune stuff. They often have this. And the behavior they were describing with all of this is very typical of that imbalance. And we're talking a 7-year-old dog or more, with a long history, and we don't know everything. Now, this is my specialty. These types of dogs are my specialty. And I can tell you, I thought at the time, and I'm thinking that under the right circumstances, and if Merritt and Beth had tons of money, we could probably rehab this dog. Because of all the tools I have in the toolbox and all we know about this imbalance and all that sort of stuff. But a dog of that size, the potential risk is enormous. And the only way I know of for sure to maybe balance that is for my colleagues that started this all with me back in the 80s, they would take, you know, 5-6 weeks of board and train, thousands of dollars, and then maybe we'd be okay. And we'd also have to diagnose and treat what's going on. Anyway, the bottom line was, and I had to agree and say, the risk is too great. There's not enough money in the, you know, and all of this stuff. And the safest thing, because then didn't, after that nail incident, didn't a whole lot more went south after that, right?
For one thing, I saw him chase Henry. Now, Henry is a rooster.
Henry's a rooster that chased off the coyote, you guys, remember?
Yeah, he beat up a coyote, and I saw him chase a raccoon before that. So the mere fact that Henry was running from Tommy, that's not Henry. That's
right.
He knows that there's something there that can't just be pecked away. So that was one thing. And
then he started to become aggressive to Teddy.
Yeah, to your dog. Yeah.
Some people have gotten back to us and said, well, why didn't you just give him time? You know, let the dust settle. Maybe this would have remedied itself. Well, we had two veterinarians tell us that it wasn't going to remedy, that this was something that was a real problem. We didn't believe the first vet. She
right.
said, oh, it's not the muzzle, Beth.
Right.
It's not the muzzle.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
Now, let me tell you this before you tell us the conclusion. What I didn't know at the time, you know, I supported, I said, you know, I agree. And, you know, behavioral euthanasia is the way to go with this guy, all things considered. But again, I'm still thinking Dane mix. But then I got to see a picture of Tommy so I could tune in. And I'll tell you what, I don't see any Dane energy at all. It's all hound. Okay. And the history is clear. Remember when they remember how long the nails were and they hadn't been trimmed and all of that. And so what I can tell you now that I haven't told you to is this has a whole lot more to do with that hound energy, because there is one of the most challenging and one problems to solve is a hound, and they have feet issues and touching issues, and it's the feet and the nails, and that's where it starts. But usually these dogs have the imbalance to start with, that's what gives the energy to set it over the top. But to me, when I saw the picture and can tune into the energy, it's that whole sound, that hound energy, and that's one of the very few behavioral situations in particular that I can't say for 100% it's always workable. And then you put it in an over 100-pound dog that's older and has a lot of history and under the bridge that we don't even know about. The risks to Beth and Merritt, to Teddy the dog, to the chickens, to the cat, it was just too great. So you had to make the decision.
I mean, we have to be able to bring our dog to a veterinarian.
Yeah.
And I can't cut. I could do all the things, you know, I can cut nails, but I can't because nobody.
Yeah.
And I'm saying right, but I mean, we're not talking about.
But I'm even more adamant that you made the right decision once I saw him and could connect with the energy. Okay. If it had been a big Dane mix, I could have been, and I felt that Dane energy. I could have said, you know, well, yeah, if we had enough money, we could probably work through it. But the hound stuff that you're describing, the likelihood is not good.
You had a hound voice that you could probably hear from a mile away.
Nobody was going to break into this house with Tommy here.
Yeah. So anyway, you had, you know, vet came and
yes.
You were able to send him peacefully on his way, but not without a risk because he, even with all your gentle care and loving, he went after you again, the vet and you.
Yeah, and, he bit my wrist, but I was a little quicker because he'd already been sedated. If he hadn't been sedated, he would have taken my hand off.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I kind of feel like it was best that he came to us.
That's why he came to you. Okay, so you knew he came to you for a reason. It just wasn't the reason that you thought it was. that he would live happily ever after with you. He came to you so he didn't seriously hurt or kill somebody or another animal or something, that you could lovingly do your bit to assess him and see what's going on, and then make that really hard decision to, with all the love in your hearts, and help him leave that body.
We'll never know, but after the fact, when we took into consideration what his previous owner's family had told us and all of that, my feeling was they were probably taking him to that veterinary appointment to euthanize him.
Yeah. But at least this way, he had a wonderful last day with you guys. You took him to the park. He got to see his dog friends and all of that. And
every day we took him to,
and he had a, yeah, he
was comfortable with the dog park. And that is the, this is the part that is so difficult to understand for people that don't, that didn't know the situation. Everybody that knew Tommy at the dog park thought he was awesome and wonderful.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah, well, these dogs are often described as Jekyll Hyde.
Yes.
But sometimes they're perfect.
This is exactly what we're dealing with.
You know, and then it's that extreme and irrational flash change. So you experienced it firsthand. And like I said, you got through without being seriously injured yourself, and you were able to give him some great last few days, send him out with love. So you absolutely did the right thing. And thank you for sharing the story, because I think it's important for people to hear. You can't always save them all. And I'll tell you my spiritual beliefs. I know without question that it's only the physical body that dies. The soul is eternal. Tommy will be back. Okay. This is only one lifetime. You know, my Paramahansa Yogananda says we live millions of lifetimes before we get anywhere close to being able to be done with this over and over again and get back where we belong, which is on the other side. But anyway, Tommy's okay now. But Beth and Merritt shared the story and can help more people understand, you know, sometimes it is the best choice to send them home. And I'm so grateful for you that you did. Unfortunately, we're up against the clock and we're running out of time because I have another guest I've got to get on. But wanted to do something special to send you guys off. And the fact that we now told the story about Tommy, we can kind of, we'll do this for Tommy and for Merritt and Beth, because, you know, now this is going to make me cry. Okay. Just know I'm a crier. I'm going to cry because I love them so much and I don't want them to leave, but I honor them and want them to take better care of themselves so that they can come back and be with us from time to time. But it's just, anyway, it's the only animal farewell song, anything that I know. And I think this is a first in 30 years. I don't think we've ever played it for anyone before. We played on New Year's, but it's our best farewell song. So, David, let us, from the Jingle Cats. Guys, I love you so much, and God bless Tommy's soul, and help him do what he needs to do and send him back for a better lifetime this next time. And God bless you, Merritt and Beth, and for all the wonderful work that you do. And I'm sorry we're out of time, because I really wanted to get into all that whale killing that's going on that I had no idea about, and you guys just posted about, and I need to know a whole lot more. So we'll have to get you back again to talk about that at some point. But bless you for all the time you've spent with us. And thank you so much for the Dr. Jeff connection. That's by bucket list, and he'll be on the 23rd of this month. So I'm so excited about that. But you guys take good care of yourselves, and get back and healthy and all that good stuff. And we'll look forward to the next time you can chat with us on the air.
Thank you to you and David and Nathan. whatever.
Yeah. And Nathan says big hugs, and he's so sorry he wasn't here. Anyways, God bless. I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Maureen.
Bye-bye. All righty. We need to take care of advertisers, and then we will get, let's brighten up a little bit and change subjects for the human animal, because we got lots to talk about what's going on at the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Yoga teacher training's coming up, the art and science of Raja Yoga, and all kinds of great stuff. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Nancy Callen joins us next, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
And we are on the downside of this Seafair Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon. We just heard from Linda Rasmussen. She is our best and energy codes practitioner. She'll be here next week for free remote treatments for you and your animal friends. And you need to mark your calendars and plan to call in. I need all of you regulars to call in next week. It's really, really important because Linda needs to be able to work with your animals through you, and we need calls to get this going. So be here next week. Appreciate it. Check Linda out at verticalenergyworldwide.com. You can also give her a call because she offers a free introductory session to any of you that call her. And if she's worked with you on the air before, that doesn't count. So it's for new clients off the air. And the number to call or text for a free session is 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. All righty. Speeding things up here, let's get right to changing boats in midstream here and put on our human animal hat here. And from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, welcome back to Animal World, Nancy Callen. Good morning, Nancy. Welcome back to Animal World.
Hi, Martha. Good to talk to you.
Oh, good to talk to you, too. You know, we ran into each other just a couple of weeks or 3 weeks ago, you know, related to Kriya initiation. And you said, gee, I miss talking to you on the radio. And so, you know, ask and ye shall receive, my dear. Here we are again. We get to chat.
Perfect. Yeah, perfect timing.
All right.
So many things coming up, too.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff going on, but there's one big thing. The first thing we have to talk about. Congratulations are in order to you, my dear, because I was at Temple Online last Sunday.
Last Sunday.
Yeah, and there was a big celebration because you just had a big honor. Tell us what you just completed.
Well, I just got my certificate for my 500-hour yoga teacher training certification. It's like the second level up of yoga teacher training through the Yoga Alliance, which is our certifying agency. So, so it means I've now had 500 hours of teacher training and taught, zillions of hours. And yeah.
Can you realize 500 hours? Wow, that's really so. Nancy is really moving up the line in terms of highly educated and trained yoga instructors and for teacher training at Ananda. So, congratulations! That's a huge feat.
Thanks. I'm just joining the ranks of pretty much many of our teachers are 500 hour level teachers. We have a very experienced and well trained and attuned group of teachers that lead all the programs. It's amazing.
Wonderful. And I was online last week watching, joining service, so I couldn't tell you in person. But gosh, you clean up really nice. You were kind of dressed up in that beautiful purple dress you had on. Anyway, you just look spectacular.
Well, yeah. Thanks, Martha.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Well, I couldn't tell you in person.
From people that were watching online.
Yeah. So you can go back. You can go out last week. You can go watch last week's service. And after service, you'll see the celebration for Nancy and how pretty she looked all dressed up. So anyway, yeah, we got a lot to cover. So which one do you want to start with?
Well, I think we should start with spiritual counseling, the non-yoga thing, just because I think that has really broad appeal, especially to people that are attuned to animals, human, and, otherwise.
All right. Well, tell us all about it.
Have you taken spiritual counseling before?
I have not.
You would love spiritual counseling.
Do you think, really? Yeah.
It's such an amazing course. It's 6 Saturdays basically. So it's 6 weeks, but it's amazing. It's all day Saturday.
That's a working day for me. That's the reason I haven't done it, because it just doesn't meet my schedule very well.
Yeah, but it's so amazing because it's not really just for people that want to do spiritual counseling. It's essentially a class on how to be a divine friend, how to be attuned, and how to listen, how to be a good listener, and just really to be a better person, a better human in the world, and relate to other people in a higher way. So
in other words, to become a spiritual counselor, you got to clean up your own act first.
That is very, very true.
So the class makes you a better person and probably a better listener, and you'd be better help to your friends or family and all that sort of stuff. So it isn't just about learning to be a spiritual counselor.
Not at all. Not at all. And it's such a wonderful time to spend together. The main textbook for it is a book by Swami Kriyananda called In Divine Friendship. And it's his letters. It's letters that he wrote to people who had written to ask him, about things. So you can tell from the letters, because they're all anonymous. Of course, they take out the names, but you can tell what the questions and problems were by the way he answers. And it's just amazing the way that he addresses sometimes really serious problems, and he is able to shift it all to the person's highest good. Because basically, that's the whole point of it: is how can you help to serve someone's highest good.
So it is a 6 week class and six mm-hmm. weeks on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
When does it start? What are the dates?
Yeah, September 19th. It's September 19th through October 31st. So it's pretty compact. It fits all in just in the fall.
And what are the hours of the class on Saturday?
Think it probably goes, I think that if you're in the class, you're welcome to join the 9 a.m. yoga class, and then it probably starts at 10:30, would be my guess, and then until 5. I don't have the hours right in front of me, but it's a full day. It includes lunch, which is always fun because you get to, you get to connect and have extra time. And the class itself is one of the really fun things about it is you get to practice having conversations with people, which is really, really useful you'll get a situation and then you get to, you get to get in
role,
group
role
and
play
and practice role playing. Yes, exactly. So, yeah. I highly recommend, this one.
And I don't know what it is, but I don't like doing that. I don't know why. I've just never liked doing that.
Yeah.
But I haven't figured out what
animals. You just have to work on your human animal aspect.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, for sure. All righty. So it's called The Art of Spiritual Counseling. Isn't that the name of
yes.
the class?
Yeah, I think that is what it's called. Yes.
Beginning September 19th. And you'll be able to find all the information at anandawashington.org.
Yes.
All right. Well, what's the next thing we need to talk about?
Let's talk about yoga teacher training next.
Yeah.
For anybody out there that has been wanting to deepen their own yoga practice and really get committed and learn more and also learn how to teach and share yoga. That starts September 12th.
And how long does that go?
That one lasts, it's done over 9 weekends that go through January 24th. So it's a nice long time to really study and integrate. It's not all packed in so you can't remember everything. You get time to practice and learn and integrate and connect.
So September 12th, I'm not sure, is that a Saturday?
Yes, it's on the weekends, so it's on Saturdays and Sundays. And
Saturdays and Sundays, starting September 12th and goes all the way through January 24th.
Yes, yeah, that's all when right. graduation is.
And
yes,
again, it doesn't mean that you want to learn to teach yoga. You can just do this class to practice your own or elevate your own practice of yoga and just get better
Absolutely.
At it. And
yes.
I think probably
so
the majority of people
originally.
That take it probably do it for that reason, huh?
That is exactly why I took it originally. I had no intention of teaching.
And then look at you now, huh?
And then look at me now, yeah. But it is, it's so joyful. Anybody that's that practices or has a regular yoga practice knows that it can just bring great inner joy and peace and just a way to tune into your own energy and work with that. And so once you know how, it's sort of like, well, I really want to share. I want to teach. So that was my experience it brought me such joy. I really wanted to share that with other people. But not everybody, that's not everybody's path either. Like you said, role playing, some people just don't like being up in front of people, but it's still so valuable to just dive into your own practice because you learn so much about the physical aspects of the poses and the energetic aspects of the poses and the spiritual meaning and connecting it all together. So, it's such a wonderful big package.
All right. We're going to do a timeout right here so we can catch up with our advertising. We got to run ads one more time in this, before we end the show. And then I'm so psychic here. This is tongue in cheek. I know we got one more thing to talk about, and it is the biggest class of the year.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's a big deal, and we will be talking about that next. So stay right where you are. We'll be back with Nancy and the art and science of Raja Yoga. Woo-hoo! Coming up next, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? running on the show. You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Going our own way every day. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from Natasha Venter, our psychic gal, and she's available for personal reading. She also does her podcast 4 p.m. on Wednesdays. Her YouTube channel is Natasha Venter and the letters IC for Intuitive Clarification. So that's her website, intuitiveclarifications.com. And you can book a reading through her website or you can call her at 360-770-7486. Check her out, YouTube channel, Natasha Venter IC. And remember Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center Facebook, and call her. She'll call you back, 206-706-2836. All righty then, we're getting back to Nancy here. And I got to tell you, the biggest shock during the break, you guys, you know, I've been watching the weather and out my window and it was getting, you know, it was cloudy. It got lighter, had a little patch of blue. Sun started to come out. I got distracted with the show. I turned as when we went to commercial and it is pouring rain here. Literally pouring rain. It's flying off my roof. It's lightened up a little bit now. It's still raining. But the weird thing is, David, I pulled up my radar and it doesn't show the rain at all. Not zero.
A mystery.
So I don't know if there's something wrong with my weather app and it's not showing, but I'll tell you what, it is raining like crazy.
Well, the sun's coming out down here, so for the afternoon.
Maybe I'm more powerful when I'm doing the show, because remember, I've been asking during the show if
you have
rain, I want water. Well, ask and ye shall receive. I think I said that to Nancy.
Yeah, I think you did. Yeah.
All right, Nancy, I got what I asked for because it's raining like crazy here.
Yeah.
Are you at the temple?
I am. Yep, I am at the temple, and I'm just looking out the window, and it's just I see raindrops hitting some of the leaves because, of course, looking out the office window down here where I am, it's just we're surrounded by trees, so it's just beautiful.
But you're seeing a few raindrops.
I don't know what's wrong with my weather app because it
doesn't show any rain at all, and it is pouring. Okay. Well,
actually,
all right, that out of the way now.
A little more of it, yeah.
I might get to do chores in the rain, but I'm good with that. So you just keep raining out there. Just keep raining.
That's right.
Because one of the things I was going to have to do is water my primadalis, but if it rains enough, I don't have to do that. So
exactly. We
got the Art and Science of Raja Yoga coming up. That's what the biggest class of the year, is it not?
Yes. Yeah, we do it twice a year, and it is our leading premier class. It's college course level, you could say.
So give us the lowdown. What's it all about?
So the Raja course is basically the complete package. You get to learn all of the yoga philosophy and all the practical ways to meditate and the yoga postures. So all the things that can help you to develop a good, strong practice to get you moving on your path to enlightenment.
And you can ask me if I've taken this class before.
Have you taken this class before, Martha?
Yeah, I've taken it twice.
You can't take it too many times. I've taken
That's
it many
true.
Times.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know. The last
yeah.
time, I think Kevin was on with me last month. And yeah. I don't know. I think he said something like he's taken it 8 or 9 times or something.
Yeah,
crazy like
I have. I have taken it. Yeah, probably 10.
Have you this taken it that many times too?
I have. Yeah, well, this might be my 11th time through for sure.
Because you play a major role in this class, don't you know?
I teach the Hatha yoga portion, so it's divided in. It has two sections. There's the Hatha yoga portion, which focuses on the yoga postures and integrating them into the greater philosophy, and then the Raja portion, which is the how to meditate, the actual meditation practice, and then the discussion and the topic of all of the wisdoms of yoga and the philosophy that's done in a little bit more lecture, but also question and answer. And Morley's
right.
teaching that this time, and he is an infinite wealth of knowledge. And
well, and those of you that have been listening for a long time, you know that we've done a number of shows with Morley, and
yes.
He is so fascinating and so knowledgeable. And I always say when I have him on the air, Nancy, that I could listen to him read the phone book.
Yeah,
you know. His voice is so great, and his Indian accent, and his energy is just mesmerizing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I would take the class again just because he's teaching it.
Yeah.
Yes. And
he'll be gone in January. So if you want your Morley fix of Raja for the year, then this fall one is the session to
the
take.
The fall one is the class to take.
Yes.
And I think if
yes.
I remember right, doesn't I think it's long. It's like another 3-month class, isn't it?
It is, yeah. This one, this time, it varies from season to season. This one is 11 Thursday evenings plus a Saturday retreat, which is the Saturday retreat we only do usually in the fall session, and it's such a fun day because you get the full day and you get lunch and so it's only 11 Saturdays this time. It starts on September 10th, and the last one is on November 19th, so right before the holidays, basically.
Yeah, and some people get confused. I know when you said that you do the Hatha yoga portion. I know before I started with Ananda, I just thought yoga was yoga, and yoga was the physical body stuff that you did. Okay, but that's not true. There's all kinds of different forms of yoga, and the physical body yoga that you do with the postures that Nancy mentions, that's Hatha yoga. Okay. And then I often mention, and I did when we started, when I ran into Nancy, it was around Kriya Yoga. Well, Kriya Yoga is a technique that you learn that elevates your spiritual progress, helps you get where you're going faster. But this art and science of Raja Yoga is the class that you need to prepare to then learn Kriya Yoga. And Raja Yoga is more like the meditation part of yoga. But isn't Raja,
yes.
I think, is royal, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, it does, yes.
Royal, but it's the meditation part. But so anyway, so there's more kinds of yoga. And the yoga we all think of, that's the Hatha yoga. And the class starts with that. You do the first hour or something, it would be you, Nancy, and doing the Hatha yoga, right?
Yes, yes.
And you don't have to worry about it if you can't get on the floor. You know, you got ways for anybody, even if they're not real mobile, to do Hatha yoga, right?
Yes, there's always ways to experience the energy, because that's the key part of the Ananda style of Hatha yoga, is learning how to experience the energy and how you're using your body to access and direct your energy. So
then after the Hatha yoga portion, then there's a little bit of a break, and then you have the Raja part of the class is taught then, and that's what Morley would do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all done in that one evening.
Yes, and you get to have a nice meditation. There's chanting, and you know, affirmation and visualization. So you get the whole package. You have the hatha yoga practice. You get a full meditation, and you learn all the techniques as you go along. So you actually it's very practical, and then you talk about all the things and why they work in the history and the philosophy and the yoga.
Now, are any of these classes? I know you do them in person, but can you do any of these online?
Yes, you can do them online or in person. It's on Zoom, okay. So you can just get your phone up and have your phone set up so that you can practice right along. And you don't have to do one or the other. You can pick back and forth. If one week you can't drive here, you can join online, or if you're going to be out of town. The classes are also all recorded, so don't let that be a reason to not sign up because you know you're going to be gone a couple of weeks in that time. You can always watch the recordings of the classes, which are nice for refreshers during the week, too, if you just need something to practice with.
So we're going to end here. I'm going to tell you my quick story of Hatha and Raja Yoga class, The Art and Science. When I took this class, it was long before the pandemic, and so we didn't have the streaming. You couldn't take things online. You had to go in person.
Yeah.
And so I was doing the Hatha and the Raja. And so I had to go to the temple to do the Raja yoga or the Hatha yoga and then the Raja class. And one day I was so worn out and I was just dragging my behind to get there. And I thought, I don't know how I'm going to get through this class and do this yoga and then how I'm going to stay awake for Raja. And then I got to drive home. Well, bottom line, I went and did the Hatha yoga part of the class. And I'll tell you, what a major awakening for me, Nancy, because by the time we got done with the Hatha portion, I felt fabulous. I felt awake and ready and great, and I easily went through the whole class. I was awake to drive home. It's amazing what Hatha Yoga does for you. So trust me, you want to do it, and you can check out all of these classes at anandawashington.org. So Nancy, thank you so much for your time today. I look forward to seeing you again. Have a great afternoon and the rest of your week, okay?
Thanks, Martha. I hope to see you soon. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye, Martha.
All right. Next week, Linda Rasmussen is here for neuroenergetic balancing, the best process and energy codes. And we need you to call in for your animal friends. Please do. David, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I guess we'll see you again next week, too. You'll be here. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings, too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart. And share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.